This is Nikki Bruno, as always, with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where total warrior women give you advice on how to get to the other side of absolute caca. And today, I am so lucky to be with Elena Rodriguez-Zaire. Elena, welcome. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Nikki. It's great to be here. Hello.
Hello, hello. So let's go for it. Elena, would you please tell us who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day? I'm assuming that you are quite busy.
Yes. So I'm Elena Rodriguez-Zaire. Like you said, I'm from Indiana. So I'm a northerner. But what keeps me busy is, number one, self-care. I put myself at the top of the to-do list. I'm a mother of two teenage boys or young men. So they take up a lot of my time. And then I have three dogs. So that's just at home. But I actually spend my days coming up with new curriculum and new ways to help women in pain use their pain for power and become broken stronger.
Whoa. Use their pain for power.
Yeah,
I love that. And I can't wait to learn more about it. I love that. Wow. So would you please, Elena, for us, would you please summarize the absolute caca that you went through, which is what this podcast is about, and also what was the worst part?
Okay. Summary here. It started in 2018. January, February of 2018, I had a neck surgery. I don't know if you can see my major scar here, but I have a huge metal piece in my neck. So I was laid up. I have a new neck. I'm like bionic woman, but I was laid up for 12 weeks. And in that time, that's when my GOD, grand overall designer, came and told me that I was going to start broken stronger. And I didn't quite know what to do with it. I just knew I had so much pain and I needed to help women. So through the year, I focused on curriculum, and then I decided to leave my job. I was a corporate leader. I'm going to leave my job. I'm going to do this full time. So things are good. And I had just wrapped up a 30 days of thankful in November. My husband got home from out of town, came to give me a kiss. He was going to take a nap. And I went right back to give him just one more kiss and walked in right at the moment he was having a heart attack. Like, massive heart attack, and my world stopped. So, you know, they worked on him for almost an hour just in our bedroom to get him to the hospital. And really, we were in the in the ICU. He was on a breathing tube, and he ended up passing away on Christmas Eve. So here I found myself, husband's death, no job, still recovering from my surgery. And I just didn't even know what the heck. I was numb. And that was my Christmas. And that was it. So that was horrible.
Holy smokes. That is a new definition of absolute caca. And yeah. I am in this very moment sending you so much compassion.
And he was only 49. No nothing. It was just massive. So it's, you just never know.
Mm-hmm. You never know. Wow. And that leads me to my next question, which is the fact that you're sitting here talking to me today with a new neck, having suffered the loss of your husband. I just have to ask, it takes such a warrior to get to the other side of any of what you're talking about. And it looks like you are on the other side. Mm-hmm. What is the best thing about being on that other side and where you are now?
Well, I can share with you the very first thing is to remember to stop asking yourself questions that you will never receive answers to. That's the way I was able to come through my caca and move over to the other side. I couldn't ask why me, why now? Well, you know, instead, I think God had been using me the whole year and developing Broken Stronger and showing me that he could already heal my pain in order to make room for this massive bomb that was going to happen in our lives. But I already knew there's power in pain if you can look for the lesson. There's always something to learn in it instead of just wallowing in the feeling of hurting. Use the pain, look for the lesson, turn it into power.
There's power in pain.
And I'll share, I started writing a book 3 weeks after he died and completed it in 9 weeks. I used my pain. I could have slept and dug myself in a hole, but I thought, this needs to serve a purpose. God doesn't just do this for no reason. Use it. Help someone. That's where I feel there's power in pain.
Amazing. Amazing. And, you know, Elena, this is a theme that's coming up in the podcast. It's launching tomorrow. So
congratulations.
You didn't listen to it yet, but a theme that is emerging in this podcast is that one of the ways that women not only get through and survive their pain and survive the caca, but one of the best ways, according to my clients and me personally, to stage that comeback after the pain is don't ignore the pain, use it. It's exactly what you're saying. Don't ignore what happened to you. Don't throw it away. Don't shrink from it.
Right.
Go straight into it and allow your comeback to come from within that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's easy to want to sweep it under a rug. It's easy to want to say, like, if I just put this behind me, but it's a part of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of you now. It's altered your spirit. So use it, embrace it, don't hide from it. And yeah, it doesn't feel good all the time, but when you can look for the positive in it, there's always a lesson. It's that one thing that just puts you over and into your excellence.
You know, every time I hear that, every time I hear evidence of that perspective, that attitude, it shocks me every time because of the miracle of it.
Yeah.
I have the same attitude, but when I hear it in another person, I'm always filled with surprise and admiration.
Yeah.
So I'd love to ask you, Elena, I am finding that warrior women tend to travel in packs. And yes. I would love to know, who are some other brave women like you who have come through caca, gotten to the other side, and would be amazing guests on this podcast?
The first person that comes to mind, her name is Tish Ross. And she's in Texas, and I've been working with her. I'm actually helping her start her business now so that she can share her story. But it's incredible. She's had to swallow pride. She's had to ask for help. She lost a son in a motorcycle accident. She's been through caca. And man, you just feel her energy in when you connect with her. That I told her, I don't even need to know anymore. I'm sharing the stage with you. I want you on the stage. We got to lock arms. We got to help women. And so she's the first one that just, she's impacted me. So even though she hired me to help her, I've learned so much from her. Such an inspiration. Yeah.
Awesome. I really appreciate that. And she is welcome here. I can't wait to hear her story.
Right.
So next is the big nugget, which is, Elena, what is one piece of advice that you would give to the women listening right now who are in the midst of that pain, who are in the midst of the muck, mm-hmm. on how to get to the other side of it?
Again, it goes back to my don't waste the time asking the questions that you know you won't get answers to. I could have just stopped in my tracks and kept wondering, why did he have a heart attack? Why did he have to die on Christmas Eve? Why, you know, and we can all do that. We want to play the why me, if I could have done something different, but those questions won't be answered. So do yourself the favor and feel the emotion, feel it, but ask God, what is my lesson here? Mm-hmm. What am I to do with this? Because he doesn't put us through, you know, those moments that are feel like they're going to break us without a purpose. He wouldn't do that. So a lot of times we fail to look at what it can teach us, and we focus on the circumstance. And so I told myself, you know, that was my husband's plan, his life plan. It had nothing to do with me. His time was simply up. I can't ask why. I can't ask, you know, why so quickly. It was simply up. And so I looked at it as our soul contract was up. It was complete. And I needed to allow him to rest, but I needed to ask God, what do I need to do with this? And I just knew there's other women out there that aren't hearing this message, mm-hmm. and are being told it's okay to stay in bed. it's okay to not wash your hair for a week. And you know what? That is okay. But you also need the friends around you that can say, girl, let's lock arms, get up, and find out what are you meant to do with all of this, because now you can help someone else. So I just go back to, don't wallow in that pity party of asking why, because you won't get that answer.
Yeah.
Just find out, what am I to do now moving forward, and go with it.
Fantastic advice. Fantastic advice. Really.
It's not easy, but it's doable.
Yeah. No. And you're saying that women aren't hearing that message. Well, they're hearing it right now. Yeah. So Elena, since we're all about being epic, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, I would probably be pain princess. I would probably, like, I remember when God told me I was going to do Broken Stronger, he let me see all my pain, like clear back from a little girl. I saw it like a movie trailer, like screenshots. And I broke down crying because I realized he had been using me my whole life for this moment to be able to help people. And when you can see what you've gone through, you feel powerful because you're like, hell, I'm still standing. I'm doing it. I made it. Yes. When you look back and reflect, you see your power. And if I could just reflect that on every single woman that I meet, because I think so many times we beat ourselves up and think we're not enough. But if you could see all the things you've gone through, that you've come out the other side, man, you would walk taller, stronger, prouder. And that's what I would be. I would be your pain princess somewhere.
The princess of pain. You heard it here first. Elena Rodriguez there, princess of pain. I love that. That is such a superpower. And I don't think anyone else would ever say that. And that makes me so special.
I might have to do something with that now. That just came to me. Yeah.
Princess of pain princess. It's awesome. Yeah. Elena, thank you so much for being my guest today. How can we find you online?
I am at brokenstronger.life. Okay. And on Facebook, Broken Stronger.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And I am Nikki Bruno with Elena Rodriguez there on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more information about how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering situation, please go to theepiccomeback.com.